your appraised value at $3,290. Our chairperson is Bob Rhodes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tate.
Hello, I'm trying to get one. I've got some decent perception.
All right, we're dealing here with just a lot, right?
Yes, sir. It's a non-buildable, membership-only lot down at Oakmont. You can't build on it. It sold for $500 in 2000. I just came on with my sister here this year. That's why I'm involved in this. But the board of Oakmont just voted to sell those non-membership lots now, this year. $250. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out how can we have a value of over 3,000.
We can't. It won't. What have we taken these back to down there?
Well, it depends on what we're deciding on.
I was saying it was $500.
If it's an actual one lot.
Are you sure this is... This not is one of the biddable or buildable lots.
This is a non-buildable, membership-only lot. It's got a power line running all the way across it. There's no way to build on it.
We're looking
it's
here.
It's a double lot.
Told me anyway.
See, there's two lots there.
Is that the power line that we see? We're looking here up the screen of the aerial photograph of the area.
You know, I have no idea, to be honest with you. I've not seen the lot. I'm just going by what Oakmont has told me. It's a membership-only lot.
Where is the power line? Can you?
That's it. Right down the back side of it.
Right down the back side of it?
It's 100 by 150, and so the power line is about the last third of it, so we'd still have a 100 by 100 lot. Is that buildable?
I don't believe that lot would be declared unbuildable.
10,000 square feet, right?
Right.
I mean, well, it's more than that. It's 150, but if you take off the power line back there, it'd still be at 10,000.
Now, but who wants to build one with a power line right behind on the back part of your lot?
You get free electricity that way.
I mean, this was purchased or given to us as a membership-only, non-buildable lot.
Do you have to sign something that says you can't build on it?
I did not.
So if it's built, if you can build on it, and you're allowed to build on it, it may be a buildable lot even if you bought it as a membership lot.
You know, my sister's had the lot for a couple of years, and the Oakmont membership got so expensive that she couldn't afford it by herself. She put me and my brother on with her for us to help pay the Oakmont membership dues. That way we could use the community center and the pool. And I've been telling her, I had one down there a couple of years ago that the taxes on it was probably a third of what her taxes have been. And I turned it back in to Oakmont, just gave it back to them, because I said I'm no longer interested in using the facilities there when they gave up the golf course. So I just came on with her this year on this deed. So
Jim, go down the three lots to the south of that one. Are they that one is what is that 840?
Yeah.
What's the next one down?
810.
So this is valued lower than the adjoining lots already.
Right. What's the little lot right above it, Jim? What's it valued at?
420.
420, and it's half the size, so take two of them and be 840.
What was that last one?
Yeah, this one is 6.
Now, why, that's two lots down. It's only valued, assessed value of 100.
Go to the one just to the south now. Wonder why that one right, the next one up is...
Go up the next two up that way, up toward the corner from the thing.
Why are those...
I'm thinking there might be a steep grade there that caused us to back off of that, those two lots. Now, but I'm not sure.
It's 600 and something on both sides of those two lots.
There's...
Well, the corner lot would be.
There's two in a row that were 100 grade.
But all the rest of them are 800 and something. I mean, 600.
I don't know why those two would be that. It's under the same name, if you look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now... We've got your letter here. We'll discuss this and go over further, you know, checking the property around you and see what...
I would be more than happy to meet anybody down there and actually go down and look at that lot and provide something from Oakmont if necessary, saying it's non-billable according to the way they plat it.
We had the developer himself was in here last week. So are the president, I guess it is, of the Oakmont Association. We will be in touch with you. You'll receive word of the action of the board within the next few days. And
okay.
Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
I don't know.
We took dozens of those down, way down to something.
Well, but they were smaller lots than this by far, and they didn't have a street to them. This has a gravel street at least, but I'm confused. It's why there's one for $100 and the next one to it's 600 and something. And
well, I'm seeing this Janice Tate's name on both those.
On the $100?
See there? No? Wait a minute.
Jessica.
Linda and Gary Tate.
Gary Tate and Jessica. Chesty Ellis.
I'm sorry, I thought that was Janice when I seen the Jessica.
Larry and Mary. Maybe that's a sister or something?
I don't believe there's any lot in Oakmont declared unbuildable by Oakmont. If you want to buy two lots side by side, then they are buildable. 100 and 100 by 150 lot is very seldom declared not buildable. It meets all the grandfathered clauses of building. I believe why that lot is valued as it is like those other four up there. It's closer to the road, and the road access is better the closer to that estate drive you get. Yeah, it's Mesa and it's Estate. Pretty steep roads back in there, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's just a gravel road at Mesa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See Devil's Pool Road that turns to go down to the lodge. The first part of Ledge is pretty good road.
Really?
But it appears like the High Line's nearly half of the lot, doesn't it?
Right.
At least a third of it.
Did Chuck and I did we vacate? Did we vacate Mesa? And
that's when they were talking to us about, I think. But that's surely not right. Surely something looks like it. I was thinking the same thing. But. Kenny said you can't hardly drive on it.
It's
about four wheel drive.
Straight up and down.
Mesa is, yes.
What about the Ledge?
One you and I are thinking well, about.
She said the first part of it was pretty good.
It's pretty steep out there, but now I also wanted to tell you what Kenny had pointed out. This has been this value since 2003, and we actually lowered it. It's right here on the card.
660 to 630.
And it had been that value from, and I'm assuming from the tone of the voice and the reaction we get from them other four lots toward Estate Drive is I'm assuming we've heard from this gentleman before.
Well, the name is the same on some of those up to the north there.
Yeah.
I mean, the last name. So it's got to be family members.
But if there's lots that you can buy any of them for $250, $3,290 seems awful high.
Is that a transmission line or a power line?
Kenny thinks it's a transmission.
If it's a transmission line, I'd be for lowering it some. If it's not a transmission line, well, I think we're to look at it different.
I think if you draw it in close, you'll see there's a two-pole setup. I seen that a while ago. When Jim Hayes down on one.
Yep.
There's your two poles.
Let's consider lowering it some.
We're going to lower all of them in there?
We'd have to if we did. How's the layout? I mean, are we talking about flat part of the ways and steep part of the ways? Or?
You got a couple there that were $100 already, so.
Yeah.
They're on all beyond it.
Make them all $100.
So $530 on the appraised value?
Is that what we've been using for a...
I think, isn't that what we went to? So everything from estate to, what's the road up north?
Mesa.
No, Mesa's to the right, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it circles around.
Makes a left.
Okay, all those lots in there, would you say lower to $530?
Well, lower that first lot.
A lot of difference, Dave, and going and...
See where it hooks onto estate a drive is pretty good lots.
But if you take the 100 foot or whatever it is, or 75 foot, that only leaves you that much in your setback.
Are you talking about all of them on that one side?
Yeah.
I don't care to do that on that one side. I'm talking about the other.
Where the power line is, those lots.
Yeah.
I'm saying lower everything along that side of that joint ledge between estate and Mesa. Would that have the power line affecting them, that row, to $530?
I think I'm in agreement with you on that. We've made that a policy in the past on those transmission lines. Mm-hmm. I think that was under your recommendation, wasn't it, James, on the mini Staudel and the other one that was
being covered case and. That's fine. I don't care. Or whatever this board does.
Motion to lower to $530.
Appraisal.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Do we have the numbers on all the properties you're talking about?
We'll have to print those out for you.
Now, the question comes in, though. Some of those are single lots and some are doubles. What are we lowering the single ones to? Or are we going to lower the double one to twice that?
There's only one single. The 200. Goes to both
make them all the same.
I'd just make every one of them at the lowest value we could, and that's what we set at 530.
Okay. All right.
We didn't measure the other ones, the other lots at Minnie's and
Carol. Well, now there's an Oakmont lot right there. Didn't we lower all of Oakmont's that belonged to them to 530?
No, we did not.
Okay, I couldn't remember what we...
This looks like it goes clear through.
Do you have a vote?
Yeah, I thought we did reduce the ball. All the vote marks to 530.
Do you have a vote?
All those
vote
along
was 40 nothing. Yeah, I've already counted you.
Kenny, why don't you go get?
Yeah, I didn't.
Aye.
Aye.
$39. $4.
Come on.
$4.
Did I miss that? Donna? No, they didn't vote. You know what, really? We need a motion for this BOE number, and then we need a separate motion for all those additional ones that adjoin.
They can make the motion all together, they did before, but you need to list the property numbers. So we need to be able to check against what James presents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least give us the last four digits.
Well, you can do that, though, can't you?
Yeah, Jim, why don't you start at the bottom there and.
Okay, 02025000.
Okay.
002024000. O 02023000. 002022000. 002020000.
Ooh. Well, that's just this gentleman.
Do you have an extra O to that?
002? I don't know.
I saw Dr. Rose. He said, oh.
002, 009, 000.
You sure you didn't fall on your head?
He had the same problem yesterday. It's just rubbed off on him. Still waiting.
002, 018, 000. I'll change that.
Thank you.
002, 017, 000.
That actually won't change. It's already there, but that's all right.
002, 016, 000. 002, 015, 000. All the previous named parcels, I make a motion that the appraised value be lowered to $530.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Four no.
And the first motion, Dan,
was for the one
was actually for the BOE number parcel.
Yeah. 060353.
It didn't really say, so that's what we were discussing.
Right.
All right, we've got another call coming up here. Now, this promenade bit, Jim, isn't this the one we've already agreed to lower to the price that they paid for the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I sure do like those.
You're going to lower it down to his purchase price?
And all them we can get.
Thelma
Bundrick. What's the name of this person?
Bundrick.
Oh, Bundrick. You didn't know
that. Who's the sheet here?
Thelma Bundrick.
But the name Bundrick does not appear on the tax notice or the appeal.
They're evidently getting it. Because
she got it from somewhere. Oh, it's down at the bottom.
It's a revocable loan trust. Am I busy?
Are you Steve Matlock?
Yes.
You want to go forward with Steve Matlock? Or do you want to try
well, there's Shaughnessy in between.
You want to try and get Mr. Shaughnessy?
Hello, Mr. Matlock here?
Yes.
Shall we skip ahead to Mr. Matlock since he's here, and we'll go back to the phone conversation? Is that agreeable?
Yeah. It's almost time that we were scheduled to call the Shaughnessy.
Probably better to stay on schedule if we could. I mean, Matlock can wait a few minutes.
I think Shaughnessy is...
I call Shaughnessy, correct?
All right. Mitzi Jeffrey is the agent.
Well,
Which number were you dialing?
Oh, yeah. I was dialing the agent. Normally the agent is doing the representation.
Yeah. Probably the real estate agent.
Okay. The board's book there. We've got three sales all the way around her.
You can't tell by these parcel numbers, though.
No, it is.
The way Shaughnessy filled it out herself, though.
Which parcel numbers?
You look about two-thirds way down on the page. We got parcel 57, 59, 64, and she's parcel 63. About two-thirds way down.
Hello, is this Marie Shaughnessy?
No, it's not. Can I please take a message?
This is Donna Neely with the Taney County Board of Equalization calling for her appointed conference call.
Okay.
Is she available?
No, let me just double check real quick.
Okay.
No, she's not available right now.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that's two calls. So, is the board likely to make a decision since she's not showing up for her appointment?
She's asked for her opinion of market value is $220,000, and we've only got it at $228,000, really close to what.
She paid $257,000.
She paid $257,000, so it's lower than what she paid for it, and it's only $8,000 off of what she's saying she feels it's worth. That's awful close.
She declined to take our call?
You're making a motion to deny it.
Did we raise just the property on this one, do you know, or was it the structure or overall? Or
it was a land increase in that subdivision. This is a relatively new subdivision.
Okay.
And actually, just 2.5, maybe 3 years old. I think France and Waters built most of the homes in there.
All right. So the land values were the main change?
Yeah, it just changed on land value.
All right.
To get closer to market value.
Motion to deny.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0.
That's actually the subdivision the county commission heard the road issue on. Yeah, we
last week. Denny, you did make that. Or, I'm sorry, Dave Oliphant made the motion, and Denny's paying the vote of it.
Now we're at Mr. Millock.
Okay, yes.
Okay, we'll have to go back then to Bundrick.
That's 070128 and 070129. Sir, if you'll approach the podium.
I want to thank the board for taking the time to hear my request. Chuck, it's good to see you're doing better.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Just one question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's this long list? I thought we said this was a very small subdivision.
That's for not from him. That's from the assessor.
Yeah. Okay.
What list is it that you have?
Well, you go ahead and make your presentation, please.
Sure. We had a pretty sizable stack of forms to go through this year. I only have two that I would like to ask about. The first being, it ends in 13.029, if you have that one available to look at. Yeah, that is the one that's showing on the screen there.
This is just an undeveloped lot?
Actually, this is a remnant left over from the development of these two subdivisions. Now, that little piece that is there is not a sellable lot. has no individual utilities ran to it. It's a fragment left over from the platting process that will be attached to lot number 4 of Mill Creek subdivision. But at the time we platted that, we hadn't purchased the land on the other side yet, so it couldn't be done at the time. So this piece, let me just go up there. This piece is going to be attached to this lot number 4, which is here, which is in phase 1 of Mill Creek. And this was left over. This was the dividing line where we purchased this whole piece for development and this whole piece for development. However, this piece was not purchased at the time that this was platted. So what we will do at the next opportunity is have that absorbed into this lot in Mill Creek. The lot size will still be consistent with the overall range in Mill Creek. So, and all the lots in there have been basically appraised at the same time.
It doesn't look like a fragment. It says it's 172 feet by 207 feet.
Well, I didn't calculate the acreage, but it is a small piece that's has no road frontage, has no utilities to it.
Is there sewer available to the entire subdivision, or central sewer?
Yes.
Okay. So if you did have something to it, it would be a buildable lot?
No, it would not be.
It's not 8,000 square foot?
Well, first of all, there's no road frontage to it.
Right.
And second of all, the utilities are already developed now, and you know there's no utilities ran to that individual piece.
But you'll be adding it to the other piece?
It will be added and absorbed into lot number 4 of Mill Creek.
What is that assessed at, and what are the ones next to it assessed at?
Well, basically all of the lots in Mill Creek, I believe, were increased to 47,000 this year, which I didn't bring those papers with me. I didn't find an objection to the amount. I think Summerbrook lots are basically appraised somewhere, I don't know, in the 42,000 range, something like that, you know, which I'm fine with. This lot was previously had an assessed value of $950. And I say lot, it's not a lot, but it was 950 previously. I don't know if you have that sheet in front of you.
It was the assessed value, it was 950.
Yes, sir. And now it's being proposed to be 8930, an increase of 7,980.
I make a recommendation for this board to pull that back to last year's value until the platting occurs, and then we'll get the value out of the lot.
I'll move to accept the assessor's recommendation.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
4-0, pull it back, and then when you get that redone, you work with Jim.
Yes, sir. I will bring it back to James to look at again once it gets absorbed. The second parcel ends in 9.004. Can we show a map of that? This is a Grandview by the Lake subdivision, which we developed, and the roads in Grandview are private. Therefore, they retain a tax ID number. One of the problems with this is, you know, it's difficult, if not impossible, to go out and say, well, you know, compare it to this or this or this. At least for me, since it's, you know, kind of hard to compare. You're not comparing a lot or an acre or a house. You've got private roads. Now, my question is, this one was previously in 08, the assessed value was at 7,600, and there.
It's the road.
Yeah, strictly
it is the road.
It is the road.
Don't we have something we do on those?
And yeah, you know, I don't know how you handle that, and that's such a good question. I mean, because to me, it seems like the value.
There's nothing to build on here. This is the road that we're taxing.
It's the road, and you know, we would ideally like to see whatever tax revenues you're collecting come from the lots, and the road is just something that has to be there. But you know, we obviously have to follow whatever precedents you have, but certainly what is being proposed for this year is a 50% increase in that value.
What is our precedent?
Why do you have it at that level, James? Just out of curiosity.
We just appraised it as being a value to the property since it's a gated community and it is a lock gate, right?
Yes, it is a gated community.
I take it, recommend to roll it back to last year's value if that's the problem.
What about
you're comfortable with the old 7,600 assessed?
Could the value of that be divided among all the lots out there and not
7,600? Oh, I see what you mean. That was a way.
If it wasn't deeded to a specific name.
I see.
This is not an association road. If it was an association road, we would just include it in the values.
I see.
But this is an individually owned road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's something that will change, but at this point in time, you are correct. It is still in an individual name.
And we'd be glad to do it if it was association road, but it's not.
I'll move that the assessed value be moved back to last year's amount on this, and then, I mean, we can handle that, and then at such time that you change it to the association, then that can be dealt with.
Okay, so if it goes ahead and transitions into an association, then you can look at it.
Value to all the lots, either up or down.
I see. I got you. Okay, that would be suitable to me.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much for your time.
Should we try to call Mr. Bundrick again?
Procedure we've set on promenade lots that it be lowered to $199,999, which is the purchase price as we've done on all the others, back to the purchase price.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. 4-0. Okay.
Ronald Simington?
Yep.
Would you approach the conveyor? You've got 170, 07, 170, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75.
Okay.
So.
That's it.
Okay. Where are we going to start?
That would be with 170. Let me pull that for you. Do you know your property number?
I got them here.
One ending in 009.036.
Okay, got it. Condo. Yes, we had pretty significant increase on condos, and as you all know, obviously, even if they sell, property is not what it was. I did find a couple of sold comps in River Point. I think you all have that. And basically, it's even hard renting them now. And they had a pretty substantial increase of about 46%. And the price really doesn't reflect, or the current new value doesn't really reflect what the sellable price is on them. The ones I pulled up as comps were good ones was a three-bedroom, I'm not sure which one's here. I'll look at one. Separate it out here. I guess that's the three-bedroom we're looking at. Those, number six or 36. Okay, 36 is a two-bedroom.
the value. The two-bedroom I found that had sold in the last, well, in 2008, and that's the last one, is, and it's about the only thing we can find comparable.
Well, the one we're talking about now, unit 36, is a two-bedroom?
No, 36 is a three-bedroom.
36
is a three-bedroom, and the best I found.
And 37 would be a three-bedroom?
No, I have a 36 and 6.
We got a sale on 37, is what Dave
was. Yeah, 37, was that a three-bedroom? It'd be right next door to, probably to 36?
Yes, that is a three-bedroom.
Okay.
That would be pretty much the same.
It sold for $105,000 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then unit 34 sold for
It's a two-bedroom. Yeah. And that's comparable more to my number six unit, which is a two-bedroom.
It's over $180,000.
Yeah. Things shot up so much out there that you say you bought it for $68,000 in 04?
Yeah. No, they haven't. I would be either one of those. I would probably be that one. The three-bedroom, I'd be lucky probably to get 85. And the two-bedroom, maybe a little more.
The last two sales that we show in 2008 were $91,900 and $105,000.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you get that for them now.
See,
the market's been flooded.
We're stuck on something. I don't know whether you know this or not. We have to judge the fairness of the prices based on the value of it as of January 1st. Well, we all know around here the market's kind of gone downhill between January 1st and here. But we're not allowed to go back and say, well, this is what it is today. We've got to go January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And we have sales there of around $100,000.
Yeah.
Which is less than the $112,000.
Yeah,
that is says down. Now, what was this $136,000? Was that? Of course, that's been about 2 years ago. Were some of them that high then, or?
Not that I know of.
Can you pull that? Just go both sides.
That something else.
Sure
that may be.
Take one down.
I didn't have that.
Now, there's his there.
They're all just the same.
Yeah, they're similar. The two bedrooms are typically walk-in levels, and the three bedrooms are upstairs.
That was $35,000.
Now that one was, you're getting a little fast for us over there.
Okay.
What was that one that was assessed at $35,000? The Hobbs?
035. For some reason, it's assessed way higher than all the others in that building.
All the others are the same, but it on that front deal.
You're consistent with all the other ones.
Is that something, that one of those that were the upstairs, has got an extra loft room or something?
That's what the third bedroom is, 35.
And yours is a third bedroom also?
Mm-hmm.
But you're assessed way lower than the other three bedrooms.
You mean I got a bargain?
Well, that's something to deal with later, but with the evidence provided. Do you have any other evidence?
All I could find on those industrial. We went to condos and other places, and it's just...
I'm just going to have to make a motion for denial with the way... Our job is to equalize, and we have the sales of 108 and 105, yours at 112, and then we've got the one in the middle. So I'm going to make a motion that we deny your proposal on this one. It's the job of this board to try to keep it equal, keep everybody in those apartment complexes equal.
Well,
you don't want us to get it too equal, we might raise you.
Right, you understand?
Well, I understand. And I think that's a good thing to have them comparable.
Yeah. You had three or four of them there, shouldn't you?
Well, let's do this one at a time.
Okay, we'll do it one at a time. Okay.
One second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. So we'll deny that.
That was the 07 or 170.
What did I do with my brains here?
Okay, lot 11, block A.
Okay. This one I don't have a lot of defense for, other than they're virtually unsellable. If they have value, it's really low after the core flooded us. There's like five for sale on the street. Virtually none of them been sellable. They'd have to be sold, I don't know.
Did water 20%. Get up during the flood into this one?
It got in crawl space. And I was lucky. It was a pretty bad situation. And it's made the houses, I would assume in 4 or 5 years, you know, they'll come back if people get over it. And hopefully the Corps has gotten over it.
Now, is this one rented now or what?
No, that's a home. That's my home.
Well, this is your home here.
Number 11, yeah, lot 11.
Okay.
But you can see.
Move the other direction there for me if you don't care to.
I looked at the cost of sales in the area. And they're in the $80, $85 range, which is about what that one's assessed at, but it's not, doesn't reflect on those down on the lake.
This.
We show you've got about 3,350 square feet, yeah. And we're putting out.
Could you bring the photo of that home back up, Jim? I want to explain to the board why the increase. Yeah, can we get that bloated up, that picture anymore? Is that about it on it?
I can go back this way.
Yeah, as you can see, that's a C-quality house, but we had no shape and design on the house from appraisal practices of the past, and we had to, because of the neighboring houses, we had shape and design on. We had to increase the shape and design. We actually set all the lots along there at $50,000, and they were at a higher value than that.
Yeah, at one time.
On the land itself. So we did recognize the flooded, prone area. But Ron's house just happened to be one that the actual appraisal was wrong on, and the correction process had to be applied.
Do you feel if you put it on the market today, would $230,000 be about what you'd ask for it?
It wouldn't be what I'd ask for it. That's probably what I'd get the way it is right now. I mean, the houses have been reduced in there, and they're just pretty much unsellable unless they're, you know, at a fraction.
But you wouldn't put it out at $150,000, $200,000?
No. Not unless I had to sell it. No, actually the value I have no big problem with, except that it doesn't have that value at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, will it in 4 or 5 years? Probably.
We looked at that area real strong because of the flood and tried to adjust those lots and some of that stuff. But when we seen your house, as we was looking, we recognized that the points had never been applied to it, that the neighbors had been applied to
it. Yeah, because it was one of the first ones out
right,
there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we've got it at $55 a square foot, which is
it's more than that, isn't it? Is it about 80 or something?
$55.45 a square foot times 3,350 yeah. square feet makes it the $180.
What is the big difference on so much adjusted area? The base area is only $25.76.
Oh, it's gotten upstairs. Gotten upstairs.
Oh.
Partial upstairs.
Second even level. Got it upstairs above the garage.
Too. Yeah.
I make a motion for denial. I hate to do you that way, but you're admitting that you feel like your property's.
I think it's bad, probably right? Okay. I said mine is just at the moment isn't that.
Right.
That's the main thing.
We found that we've dealt out a great deal of sympathy for people. We know how they're feeling.
Not a lot of help, just sympathy. Well, at least I get to be heard.
That's, can I get a second?
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the third one is back into a condo.
Okay, and that's the same case as those comps on it.
Is this a rental unit or what?
Yeah, except neither one of them are rented.
They're not rented now?
No.
Now, is this one a two or three bedroom?
It's a two bedroom.
Have they been vacant ever since the flooding? Or?
No, that one, they didn't really get flooded that bad there. Those were a little higher. No, it just hadn't gotten rented. You know, it was one I inherited, basically, or was transferred to me by my dad, and after he died, it's sat for a year, pretty much. And
you just haven't got around to renting
it? Well, we've tried renting it, but, you know, then they don't come through. And now, the other one, that other one was rented until the last 6 months, I guess.
You go to a couple others around there, if you would, Jim. That's the same. That one's the same. That one's the same.
See, this is part
that's a three-bedroom, probably, upstairs.
What's... Okay.
That's the same.
See, our problem is mainly, as a board of equalization, our main thing is to make sure you're not being treated unfairly. And as we look at the ones around it, they're being charged just as much as
you are. Pretty consistent.
The ones on the lakeside with the view are a little higher, and they should be.
As they should be, yeah.
Okay.
Motion for denial.
On the next one or the next two?
Hate to do you that way.
The next two I got.
We've got several. The rest of them are all the same thing?
No, there's two lots together, and then there's a separate one.
Yeah, this is 070172, correct?
7173?
Yes.
Are you talking about the one I made the motion on?
Unit 6, 0.6
on those. The one you made the motion on was 70172.
172.
Condo.
Has that been second?
That's what I said.
Okay. And now then, 70173 is a lot.
But I haven't got a second or a vote.
172, we haven't.
We just did.
No.
You seconded it.
That was 171.
That was the previous one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
that I don't have a second on my denial on this one.
Oh, I thought that's what he just said second to. And we I'm sorry.
Are you seconding?
Jim? Yes, I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, now there's a difference here when you get down to 173.
I'd make a recommendation, since this is the lot that does have the sewer plant on it, Ron, am I correct?
Oh, is that the one we're talking about, the sewer plant lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion to move that to the $13,000 as recommended by the owner of the property. It does have an old sewer treatment plant on it that the county, they never did take that over, just left it there for you to have to
They never got an easement on it, no.
So...
They cut through to it, but they're pretty good about it. But it's a, you know.
It's a definitely an obsolescence to the lot.
Yeah.
Motion to.
I made the recommendation. I'm sorry.
A recommendation. He can't make a motion. I make the motion that we take his recommendation to lower to that value.
Lower to 13.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You got one thing.
For these, I. The other one next to it has same situation almost. It doesn't have the plant, but what's occurred is when the flooding occurred, it somehow has changed the flow of down through the ravines, and now I have a small lake constantly. It's always wet. It's, you know, those lots really don't have much value anymore, other than I like them because nobody's over there. The only one we have sold, I went through these lots and some values of what was available. The only one that really compares is one of the corner when they're sold last year for $20,000, and that was it's the best lot of the bunch.
Well, no, he's already lowered this one to about $20,000 Well, raised.
Or no, 124.
Right.
25.
No, it's up. They're up to like 40 now or something.
No, I lowered 25. This one due to the flood.
Oh, okay.
And to $25,000.
It's $25,000.
Okay, that's still high on them.
Well,
you know, okay. I came up with something like $17,500 and thought that was too high, but you know, I don't know. She thought we'd be lucky to get $30,000 for the pair.
I'd make a recommendation we lower it to $17,500 as recommended by the taxpayer.
Reduced to $17,500.
That is a flooded area and a distressed area, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah,
I tried to make an adjustment to it, but maybe I didn't get where I needed to be.
Motion to lower BOE number 70174 to $17,500 appraised value.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Got one more, 175.
Okay, is that the, that's the land? That's the, is that the Poverty Gulch land? Yes. This one, I have, is, has very little value right now because it is virtually inaccessible down Poverty Gulch as the county did not take it over and it has deteriorated even more. This road has gotten, it should have been, there's some nice houses up on the beginning of it.
The road is just totally deteriorated now. When they did it, Ron Hirschman was very adamant about the county not taking it. There was some problem on one piece of property where the guy had built over into the street. But it's just totally, really, when you start down from here to about here, it's just, it's four-wheel drive. I mean, it's rutted, foot and a half deep. It's, the property's value at this point is real questionable.
Iowa Colony there on the lot just to the left of the subject lot that's on Iowa Colony, those little
that
ones.
On Iowa Colony.
Those are awful. No, on the other side of the road that joins him. Those are awful little lots. If his is 1.92 acres.
Yeah. Well, is there, there's no access to this property off of Iowa Colony Road.
There is. If I may,
it's too bad.
If you look at where it says Poverty Gulch, if you look to the left of the C on Gulch, there's a jog there. And that's, that was one of the things that jumped up at us and taking it in.
I think a big problem occurred over here.
We had a fence post in the middle of the road, and there was an issue there. And in researching that, we found that there's a jog there, and I'm not totally against us taking it in sometime, but we ran into those problems. And that's all I remember at this point. But it is, it's exactly what you said. I drove it not too long back, and it's...
Where'd you point to there that said no parcel found? Nothing. Right to the left of the C. Oh, that's that little piece?
Where the right-of-way is, it's there's a jog in the property.
Okay,
it doesn't fall smooth.
I see. Okay, that's what
the problem was, these lots along here were really all the way through, and the road got put through them. So, like, this lot, well, like, this corner belongs to Russ Russell, and, you know,
so those on that side of the street belong to the across the street.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know.
You can motion. Raise. You can raise it if you put the fix the road. You know.
Motion to lower to the prior year's value.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Pass 3-1. Reduced to 4720 assessed. Okay.
Well, thank you all for your time. I appreciate it.
1-3 and lost 3.
Well, I guess that's good at some games.
500 is pretty good.
I bet the Cardinals wish they could do that good.
Yeah. The small ones were the ones I won. Not the good, the big ones. Okay, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Jim Lindsay owns this.
176.
Jim Lindsay owns half the country. Former Arkansas football player. He owns that.
76.
He owns what, Dave?
He owns close to 10,000 apartment units all around, golf courses on Springfield, on the north side's apartments, and you see that Springfield Golf Club. He's got probably 20 of those apartment units with golf courses around the nation. He's got farms. And
Daniel Shepard for an appointment for the Board of Equalization. Sir, I just want to let you know that we're being recorded and that you are live on the internet for the record.
For the record, we're showing that you've got a market value of $150,000, and the assessor has you assessed at $20,000 for residential and $175,503 commercial. Our chairperson is Bob Rose.
Yes, Mr. Lindsay, can you kind of explain, now, what is this property?
Is my name is Daniel Shepherd.
He's the agent.
Oh, all right, you're the agent.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes. Now, just real quick, what's the property? I deal with a lot of these, and I'm looking on my calendar to see what phone here and I had set for today.
This was the Lengths of Thousand Hills. It's like building four, unit one. That would be something like a $175,000 condo.
Give him the owner's name.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Lindsay.
And what is your position, and what are you asking us to do?
Give me just a second. Let me pull that file. That guys. The Length of Thousand Hills is actually occupied by James Earl Lindy, or Lindy Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy I work for. And he had got a notice of change of value.
Well, the assessed value went up from 41,240 to 56,160.
The 41,240?
No, I'm sorry, to 59,960 for the assessed value.
I think what his general question was why the increase in this economy?
First question, this is James Strahan, County Assessor. First question I have for you is, are you telling me that somebody resides there now and this is not a nightly rental?
Well, like I said, Lindy came to me and said that he received this change of value notice I'm looking at here. And, I suppose that it was his. And, like I said, he was real curious as to why the increase. As far as whether he resides there, I don't know. I'll have to ask him. But, I mean, as far as I know, he lives here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay.
So I think it's just a condo that he uses, on the weekend, was my understanding.
Okay. Well, we have it on the commercial nightly rental program. Basically, what we're looking at is the sale of condos in that unit. We have one directly related to your condo on our sales list, sold in March of 2008 for $244,000. And then on the other side of you, we have a condo that sold in that same block number for $245,000. And those were both sales of 08.
So they're going for right at about $245,000.
That's what it appeared to us by looking at our sales.
Okay. I guess the last time your county was reappraised was 2007, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and so you had to take that sale, and what I'm doing is just writing down notes for him.
We had to take those 08 sales into consideration for January 1, 2009.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand.
Since 2009, you are absolutely correct. The market's devastated, and we know that. But our information did not allow us to use that in January 1 valuation.
Oh, yeah. I guess the tax lien's 1-1 of 09, so.
Yes, sir.
Missouri statute.
Now that was really the reasoning for the filing. I mean, as far as the value, there was any opinion of value.
you know, I just put a number down, you know. As far as the sales, I hadn't been able to research them. I know there were going to be some other links at Thousand Hill owners come in because we got a letter. And so, you know, I don't know if Lindy got a letter from somebody asking if he wanted to appeal it, and he just came down to me and showed me and said, well, I'll file one for you, but, you know, just going to be kind of to get some information. So, I mean, there's, if you guys are saying you got the sales, what do you think, what is it looking like in 2009? Do you have any sales for that show a lower value possibly going forward? Or?
Well, I've got a 2009 sale here at in the same type complex down to 220. So we're starting to see a little, and then we've got one in the 2009 for 203. So we're starting.
Well,
to see.
And I guess my question is if we, you know, if we start seeing that the sales are coming in a lot lower for, you know, 2009, which obviously they are. I mean, does he appeal that next year?
He has that right.
I mean, if it's no change at the board, then, you know, I know that generally in non-reappraisal years, you know, as far as the appeals go, you know, you're not supposed to, or, you know, I don't know really how it works all that well, but, you know, I think we'll just have to look at it next year if the board can't do anything for them this year.
Now, there is one thing. He's down as commercial property on this condo. In other words, the nightly rental type thing?
No, it's not a nightly rental.
Well,
it's something that explained to me was that's where he goes on the weekends to get away from Fayetteville. As far as him using it as a nightly rental, that was never mentioned to me. But like I said, I'll be more than happy to ask him if he does, and then get any kind of income information on it. But
well, that would make a difference between a 19% assessment type as opposed to 32%.
So, yeah, I mean, his
I think he's got this, frankly, it looks to me like he may use it that way. I used to have one years ago myself this way, that if I wasn't here, they could rent it out. And if that's the case, it is commercial.
Well, and that's the thing with Lindy. He's not gonna rent it out to anyone, as far as I know. That's what I'm saying. If he's got a position with the 19% assessment as opposed to the 32, like I said, I'll be more than happy to get with him to confirm. But his words to me were, "This is my condo, and that, you know, this is where I stay. This is where we go on the weekends."
Provide a letter to the assessor, is that not right, James?
Yes.
You would change that?
Immediately, and then we can get the vote on this, but we need to know that in letter form and confirm whether it's on the nightly rental program or not.
Okay, so I'll get with him, and like I said, just fax the letter to you, Mr. Assessor? Or?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
If he is using it for the nightly rental, then obviously the commercial should stay.
That's correct.
But like I said, I mean, it's you know, he didn't tell me that, so.
546-6840, 417 area code.
Okay, I'm sorry, 546 what?
6840.
Okay.
Will you be able to get that in the next few days?
The minute I hang up, I'm going to give him a holler and see. So I can probably know about it, you know, in the next 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a motion to table until we get that info then.
And then, okay.
Second.
Aye.
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 All right, this will be tabled until we get this information from you.
He needs to call.
And just real quick, the assessor's name again, so I can fax it to your attention. I didn't write it down.
I'm James Strahan, and you fax that letter to us. But if you find out he's on a nightly rental, you need to call the county clerk's office at 417-546-7200.
Okay.
And get the word to them. That way, we don't have to sit here and ponder. If it's on a nightly rental, there is no quarrel. Don't sound like.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
I think he is on the nightly rental program.
Yeah, you know what it was.
Are we prohibited from, like, contacting the rental office over there and just asking?
We're still in the building.
I think you can. I don't know that they have to answer yet, of course.
I'm surprised he even comes up.
We're on 070-177-178. It says they'll appear, though. Got 15 minutes. Check the application, just be sure I did.
Well, it
this.
Says I will
yeah.
appear before the board.
We saw that one that's tied.
I would like to clarify something with the board from last week, or if I could, real quick. For some reason, you guys called a number over in the subdivision on T Highway where you called numbers to set values at $39,000. Nice subdivision. I think the haircutter at Hollister was involved, the barber. But you called a number that doesn't fall in that subdivision. And we don't, as Sunset Inn Estates, phase two, you called those numbers
today?
To be 39,000. No, last week. But when you called the numbers and we got them from the clerk's office, this number doesn't appear to be in Sunset Inn Estates phase two.
I can, you got the parcel number right.
Yeah, but do we have to have their approval not to be changing this value? Because they've ordered this to change.
35007?
We're still in there.
This is 35001.
We were here to five.
Did you call that number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not in, said set in.
Okay. Well, we had it in the minutes because we approved
right,
the minutes.
Right, and you'll
this
need
morning.
To disapprove that for us to leave the value alone on it. Because his actual land value is just 8320, and it's just a little old 1945 building built on a lot there close to it, just happened to be part.
Well, these are the ones that Donna read off the numbers, I think, and we were writing them down here.
Right. But it is not in, according to our legal description, not in Sunset Inn Estates Phase 2.
So.
But this was the other day.
Yeah, it was not any BOE numbers. It was some that we handled separately.
Okay.
And I wrote them down as you read them off here. And that was one of those, so you might want to check your notes.
It's on the screen here if that would help to.
Yeah, see, that's not in Sunset Inn Estates.
Do we have these other pages on this? It says that this fax had three pages. If you do not receive all the pages, there are no three pages with it.
Okay, I will. I'll make a motion that parcel number 35.001 be reverted back to due to a misnaming of the numbers. That would not be affected by the change and go back to its value that it was prior to last week.
I don't think we meant to do that, right?
No, you didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. It just sits there like that, and you guys thought it was part of something.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Can I get a parcel number?
Parcel number is 0850. Okay.
He's got
it right there. All right.
Right. that last guy didn't know anything about it.
Oh, he was.
And if he was a so-called financial consultant.
He was the gopher and hadn't been gophering much, maybe. I could have another one of those cookies, Dr. Rose.
This getting too close to the martini hour. Katie Beach are coming up. You know her? She's a firecracker. 10 years ago, when I worked on the census, she was the census chairman.
I've got a question. Just curiosity.
She inherited a bunch of wealth from a divorce settlement, a bunch of hotels, or condos out of Point Royal.
This lot has
reason for the appeal, you'll find out.
Similar structure to the number, I thought.
Yeah. I don't know really if that straight line through there to that section.
Yeah.
Is what you're showing there.
Yeah. Okay.
Where did you get this?
I think James had that.
That's it.